This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com. Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Well, I like that little beep, 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 beep.
Little extra one there. Okay. Yeah, I'll play it again for you. Right now, here we go.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
There you go.
All right, I'm Fred Penny, your host. This is hour number three. Deodorant's been applied. We've brushed our hair and gone to the bathroom. We're ready to roll. After 3 hours looking at Todd next to me to my left, it's just, after a while, it just gets old.
The prohibition in the Constitution against cruel and unusual punishment. It's a good thing I'm not a government agency, otherwise you'd have a claim.
Well, at least we don't have to smell Cal. He's behind the hermetically sealed glass. We can only see him.
Yeah, you think you have it tough, TK. You could be back here failing equipment, a little equipment quirks, watching you guys for 3 hours. I mean, come on. Oh, the humanity.
Yes.
855-LAW-RADIO if you want to talk to Cal. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO. The number is?
855-529-7234.
Tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice. Please remember that. This is kind of entertaining, enjoyable, and maybe sometimes you're going to get something out of this show. But it's for us to enjoy our lives. Remember, we're picked up by affiliates, and we love our affiliates. And the new affiliates are as follows, and we welcome them and thank them for joining us. WZXI, 1280 AM, 95.5 FM, and 95.1 FM in Lancaster, Kentucky. Yes. Thank you for carrying the show. KHNC 1360 AM in Johnstown, Colorado. Thank you for and KRFE Lubbock, Texas 580 AM 95.9 FM. Thank you for joining us. Well, what, those of you who are new, the case or no case is our favorite thing that we like to talk about and do. Everybody emails us that says, hey, we love case or no case. Before we get to that, email us at info@radiolawtalk.com if you have any questions or if you want to tell us, hey, well, let's go over this type of a thing next week. We can't answer all your emails or we can't, give legal advice. I'm sorry, but we do receive, hey, what do you think I should do on this case? Call the local lawyer or, if it's a personal injury case in California, then you call us in California. But if you're in Texas, call a Texas lawyer. It's just there's a lot of lawyers out there that you can work with that handle your area of law. But let's roll case or no case, Cal.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
And now, case or no case. Hobby Code, HOBBICO, Hobby Co., a famous hobby store for people with a lot of time and money on their hands. They made a lot of dough on RC, radio-controlled vehicles, things like flying, radio-controlled planes, little tiny radio-controlled rock-crawling vehicles, some of which they had manufactured in China under their own private label. They also bought Hasbro toys, the German toy manufacturer, too. They were on a roll. Then, in 2016, radio-controlled rock crawler and plane maker Traxxas, T-R-A-X-X-A-S,
yes, I've had that.
Started looking at Hobby Co.'s designs and said, hey, those are ours. You stole them. Their concern was that Hobby Co. may have infringed with certain shock designs, sealed receiver boxes, for the radios, which they put epoxy in so you can't service them, and LED lighting for drones, and maybe more. Traxxas sought counsel to see what the heck was going on. And so I believe it's your turn to start, Denise, and I ask you, what about this deal with Hobby Co. and Traxxas? Case or no case?
Okay, so Traxxas is suing Hobbyco.
Correct. Well, I didn't say that. I said they sought counsel. I never said they sued anybody.
Well, I'm just saying if they sued, it would be for trademark infringement or copyright infringement or design patent infringement or something to that effect.
That would be Traxxas v. Hobbyco, Hobbyco being the one being attacked.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to say that it was manufactured in China and Germany. I'm going to say that it is a case that Traxxas sues Hobbyco, and then Hobbyco cross claims against the Chinese company and Hasbro.
Interesting. Okay.
Now I have to say who wins.
Well, who wins? If, in fact, you say it's a suit, who wins?
Traxxas.
All right. Mr. Penny, what is your thought?
I have a Traxxas, and I've played with many a Traxxas toys.
Yeah.
I love their off-road little race cars. They have, like, the dune buggies, and oh, my gosh, those are so fun.
And the little rock climber deal. Apparently, they have quite a good reputation in the industry.
No, it's a good unit. So the answer is I'm going to say it's a case. That sounds logical. Sounds normal. I'm going to say Traxxas wins because they just seems like they've been around so long, and they've had such good, you know, good products that, and they're just, and they actually love those Traxxas. They race them. There's actual races, like you go to a race for race cars, a NASCAR race. They actually have like Traxxas races where these little hobby cars race for like a normal, well, big race.
Just
car.
A little fake race track.
Yeah. No, it's not fake. It's like a normal, you know, dirt. A lot of them are dirt tracks, but they're outside. A lot of them, some are inside. And,
oh, fun.
And the guys stand up there with their little controls up on the stand, and they race. And so I've seen those before. So I say Traxxas win. I just not necessarily do that because I'm an intelligent lawyer, because Denise is more intelligent, because I like Traxxas. I want them to win. There you go.
All right, Mr. Kunin, what say you?
Well, I think that this will be the first time today that we've all agreed that this was a case. That's going to be 3-3. So if it's not a case, well, then you have pulled the trifecta. So I'll say
which I was going for.
Yes, I'll say it is a case, and I'm going to go with Hobbyco because that's the only reason it would make it interesting for you to bring this up, as opposed to just a straightforward copyright trademark infringement case. So I'm going to say that Hobbyco prevails.
Okay, well, I think that's an interesting view of the whole thing. In fact, all of you have presented interesting views on what you think is just a simple little case that I would just throw before you like a piece of red meat on a night date when I've given you two no cases. Well, let's put it this way. For those of you who say it was a case,
oh, no.
All three of you, happy news!
Okay.
Why did this interest me would probably be the question. Why would I drag this out?
Yes, why?
Because Traxxas actually led Hobbyco into complete Chapter 7
yes!
bankruptcy. Well, I mean, boom, Hobbyco is no more. They are
does it. I knew Traxxas was
Fred
a powerhouse.
Fred Penny, Denise Dirks.
Oh, did you do Traxxas too?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
2 points for each
and
of
Todd,
us.
And Todd, you said...
I went with Hobbyco, so I get one, they get two. Oh,
that's all right, that's good.
But all right, that's another case or no case. Isn't
and not all of them are super challenging, but I thought this was just interesting that it forced a company into bankruptcy, and they were... At first, they started by missing payments to employees.
When we come back, we're going to talk about some interesting things, Ocal.
Good.
American Airlines was sued and what it did to settle the lawsuit. Got to hear about this Illinois man, about a grocery bagger that gets assaulted by him, according to the judge. And then we're going to talk about an interesting thing when it comes to Deborah Dugan, who is...
Right. What
and
an
so we're going to discuss that. Okay. We'll be back.
Great.
Come on back.
As Fred just teased for you, there are a lot of really good things coming up on Radio Law Talk, and you'll want to hear all about them. All you have to do is just keep listening, however you're listening, because the program will continue right after this break. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of the concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call. 916-259-4043. 916-259-4043. Concussion Medical Clinic.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop it.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So American Airlines, basically one of the icons of the airline industry, for 30 years had not changed their uniforms. For 30 years. Up until
the style and design,
the style,
right?
And design. No, they hadn't washed them for 30 years. Yeah, it's been the same smell, same people wearing them. George, you got fired. Steve, okay, yes, you wear George's. Still not. No, yes, Denise, that's the style. Thank you. This is obvious.
Those stinky captains walking around going, whew, man, I got to do something.
No wonder they dropped all the prices. So anyway, so the old uniforms, they decided we're going to redo those things and make them look nicer and do some different things. And they went ahead and redid all the uniforms. And in 2016, they rolled out these new uniforms by manufactured by a company called Twin Hall. And guess what started happening? Scratchy, scratchy, itchy, itchy, rashes, headaches, hives. A lot of people started complaining to the employees. I'm getting severe itching, hives, rashes, headaches. And they continue to do it. And they apparently ran these uniforms by some sort of uniform testing association. They said they ran three rounds of testing, that the uniforms were materials found to be in line with, quote, normal standards. Well, normal standards are not. Everybody's itching. Everybody's, and it wasn't like just minor itching, severe itching, rashes, headaches, and hives. Wouldn't you think as an employer you go, you know what, even if they're wrong, they're not working very well right now, and especially those pilots up there going, I guess I better land. So what happens is they settled the case. And they settled the case and decided to just start all over, and they redid these new wool blended, or so they have an option of wool blended or synthetic suit fabrications, and now there's no more problems. They have settled the case, and they're happy, they say, that their employees and the union did a great job in bringing this to their attention and getting all new uniforms for the United Airlines people.
Now, you know who really made out like a bandit in all
this? Yes, I did. Now, wait a minute. It's not the uniform company, because they fired them and got them from another uniform.
That's right. It was, in addition, obviously, to the lawyers always make out with stuff like this, but it was Land's End.
That's right.
Because the employers were given the option, of choosing a wool blend or the synthetic previous, but both styles were made by Land's End. And so, you know, Land's End is sitting there going, all right.
Yeah. Oh, they're really itchy. We're going to take care of
them. Yes.
So these are like little kind of fun tidbits we want you to know about lawsuits that happen. All you hear is the bad and the negative. Well, this turned out to be something good that was positive and
creative.
And creative. That's exactly right. And so,
it's a settlement that
was creative. Which most people, by the way, the vast majority of cases settle, and you never hear about them. You never hear about the normal ones that people get along. I mean, they sue each other, but then afterwards they figure out a way to resolve it, and it all goes well.
And so when you go and you're purchasing airline tickets and you have two different airlines to choose from to the same destination, American is one of them, and for some reason the ticket price for the American Airlines flight is 15% more than the other one, they got to pay for the uniforms. So there you go, right? They're just passing it on.
That might not be true. So we
might not be true, but...
And it's only a third more, really.
Yes.
Not true. Disclaimer. Okay, now look, let's talk about the Supreme Court justices and what they say about bump stocks. Now, the history of bump stocks, it all started in the Las Vegas shooting, right? This issue, is that correct, Todd?
Well,
they've had them a while, but that's where it really, we think it came to fruition.
Well, yeah, look, when the very first assault weapons bans came out, they targeted a certain class of gun that was a semi-automatic, and for those that don't know, look, I know everybody in Kentucky and Lubbock, Texas knows what we're talking about, but a semi-automatic is one pull of the trigger is one shot. A fully automatic weapon is one pull of the trigger and you have several shots. You just hold the trigger down.
Right.
And so
it actually like makes a thrust in such a way that...
We're not even there yet. So, but one of the things that they were concerned about is modifications that can be made to a semi-automatic gun where if you just hold the trigger down one time because of some modification, it will fire more than one shot. And that is where the bump stock came in, because it's a device that fits onto the stock of the gun. It sits up against the shoulder. And when you pull the trigger, the recoil of the gun actually causes something equivalent to the next trigger pull. So you hold it down, but the gun continues to fire more than one bullet because it goes back, and that recoil actually causes another bullet to go up, and that one gets fired. A little harder to control, but look, the bump stock came out, and in, was it 2001 when the regulations, 2010, I think, when the regulations came in, that was not one of those that was outlawed.
And by the way, interesting, that was, and we don't get political, but that was Obama's administration said that was not illegal, that was not an issue.
Yes, it was okay to have a bump stock, and then you fast forward to the Las Vegas shooting, and I think the Orlando nightclub shooter also had a bump stock, and you see that a lot of people can be killed. I think the statistics were that you had upwards of, in the Las Vegas, 90 shots fired in 8 seconds or 10 seconds because of a bump stock.
Over 1,000 rounds were shot in 11 minutes.
Yeah, and so because of that, there was a new focus on, well, should the bump stocks be allowed? And it was, a ban went into place, and that ban was ultimately appealed to a lower court. And
who banned it? Well, I guess, again, we're not yet Trump. The interesting
thing
is Trump's the one that wanted this ban, too, which is kind of
No, he just
opposite.
Didn't fight it. So what happened at the federal level?
No. The government moved to ban the bump stocks following the 2017 shooting of Las Vegas.
And it was the Trump administration.
Well, I thought it was individuals.
No.
The Trump administration, they moved to ban it, and then individuals appealed to a lower court. The lower court upheld the ban. That was then appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Which now,
and the Supreme,
just,
they just said, we're not going to hear it. They denied cert.
So the lower court stands.
And the ban remains in effect.
Yeah, denying cert means they say, look, whatever the lower court says is fine with us. We're not even going to talk about it. We're not even going to look at it. So it stands, and bump stocks are gone. You got to get rid of your bump stock. We're going to come back and talk about what else we want. We're going to talk about an Illinois man, about his battery of a grocery bagger. It's kind of interesting. We'll be back.
Little More Radio Law Talk is coming up right here, so you stay there. Fred, Denise, and Todd will be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump toured a neighborhood reduced to rubble in a Tennessee tornado earlier this week and talked about what he saw.
This is real devastation, like you'll never see, hopefully, again. This was about as big a tornado as you can have. It was 50 miles long, which is extraordinarily long, and a very wide one. And you see what's happened. We saw it from the helicopter very well.
President Trump was met on his arrival by Tennessee Governor Bill Lee and U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn. While he was there, he had a message for the survivors.
We love them. They're special people. It's an incredible place, incredible state, tremendous heart. Already you see people rebuilding.
The Tennessee death toll stands at 24 from a pair of storms. Such trips have become familiar for the president, who has visited numerous scenes of disaster and tragedy after hurricanes, mass shootings, and wildfires during the past 3 years. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The Amargosa Valley.
Oh, come on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Don't you just love our disclaimers? We're lawyers. You can tell we're lawyers. We're just disclaiming everything. Disclaim, disclaim, disclaim. Read our disclaimers on RadioLawTalk.com. Before we're going to jump over to this about this Illinois man in Walmart and how he acted, Todd wanted to follow up on the bump stock issue.
Yeah, I wanted to clarify that when the United States Supreme Court does what we call denies cert, which is short for certiorari. Certiorari is the term they use when they say, okay, we will hear this case, and then everybody gets to file motions and all this stuff and make arguments. But when the Supreme Court says, no, we're not going to hear this case, they're not saying that it doesn't necessarily, they're not saying that, look, the case has no merit under the Second Amendment, or the case is bad or good or anything. What they're saying is we have a limited number of cases that we can hear as the Supreme Court, given the fact that there are only so many hours in the day and only so much, and this is one that we are not going to take time on at this time. And one of the reasons they do that, and it's stated right in the Supreme Court reasons why they hear cases, is oftentimes they wait for lower court decisions that compete with each other. And right now we've only got one that upheld the ban. If there is another lower court decision that decides in some other jurisdiction that the ban is unconstitutional, now we have two jurisdictions with different views, and that would be a case that the court is more likely to say, now that we have these competing issues, we will hear that case. And so,
and the reason they do that, especially when they're split decisions like that, they're okay to let the ban stay there, as you know, as it should be. Nobody's getting damaged or anything. And then when they get another jurisdiction that says no, that ban is unconstitutional, then you have a true constitutional question for the Supreme Court by which they have to decide.
And the big reason for that is this: when the court has to make a decision about an issue, and they aren't presented with all of the different permutations and issues and concerns and things that come up, they end up issuing a decision that can have unintended consequences down the road because certain issues were not raised, and that can be very problematic down the road. So they like to hear things where everybody gets a chance to weigh in with all the different perspectives about what's going on. So is there a question about whether or not bump stocks is a Second Amendment question? Absolutely there's a question about that. Is it a possible infringement? Maybe on Second Amendment rights, maybe not at this point. It's something that needs to be judicially determined. Is there enough information before the court that they can make a reasonable decision, giving everybody all of the opportunities possible to make their voices heard? My opinion is, at this point, the court would probably say, no, we're going to wait to see if more stuff comes up. And that's where it is. I just didn't want anybody to think that this was a anti- or pro-Second Amendment choice. You can't read that into it. So
an Illinois man rolls into Walmart. He's 55 years old. And we don't know the exact details of how it started, but there's a 27-year-old bagger that apparently has some Asperger's syndrome and has some other some issues, and then they have also a 23-year-old cashier. Something happened, and he went basically said, "I can kick both of your popos." I can't say the word. I know I can say it, but he's going to say, "I can kick both of you guys basically to the curb." And so, apparently, the 27-year-old bagger approached him, and it was his testimony. He said he didn't quite understand what he was trying to say. He walked toward him to pat him on the shoulder and to tell him to have a nice day. When this individual, Marabella, punched him in the face, caused bloody lip, and then kicked him. So the judge, this is what's interesting here. This is really why I want to bring this up. So the judge was able to get, don't forget, there's footage everywhere in Walmart. You can testify this or that or what happened, but it's the footage. And the footage showed that he said it's okay to go ahead and punch him because he said, look, I didn't know if the guy was coming at me or not. And he punched him. But then the judge said, but clearly it was too aggressive. Once you punched him, he backed off. And you went ahead and cooked him anyway, and he processed, and he's found guilty of battery.
And when he's also a trained martial arts person, so his feet, you know, are weapons.
Well, the officers had actually tased the guy, so he clearly was probably out of control. Why are they tasing the guy? If he said, "Oh yeah, sorry, you're right, my fault." I don't know what this song's about. Walmart song. Okay, all right. Turn it off. Walmart song.
It seemed to work.
All right. Well, anyway, so be careful if a guy next to you says, "I can kick both of your rear ends."
In a Walmart.
In Walmart. And just say, "All right."
We should rewrite the journey song.
Have a nice day.
We should rewrite the journey song on Don't Stop Believing. So the line goes, "Just a Walmart girl living in her lonely." You know, that would be kind of fun. Right.
That's kind of awful. Okay. Yes. Deborah Dugan. Who is Deborah Dugan?
Speaking of music, Deborah Dugan, former CEO of American Music.
Recording Academy.
Recording Academy that awards the Grammys.
That's right.
Yes.
So just about the time that the Grammys were coming into being, and they were just about ready to have it. Deborah Dugan, she's a former CEO. She was fired by the board for bullying, and that's what they allege. They allege that she was not doing her job correctly.
Just this year, right? Just before the 2020 Grammys, right?
Correct.
Well, not necessarily. I don't know if she was bullying or they were just bullying in the workplace.
No, initially in the Grammys, right before it, she was suspended amid the allegations of workplace bullying.
And so what well, we don't know what, though. We don't know
they,
what.
Well, we do, because then they filed an arbitration case against her, and they said a lot of really bad things about her in their arbitration.
I don't remember. Do we know what are some of the things that they were trying to claim that she had bullied?
Well, you guys keep going on. I'll see if I can find.
She said she went in and complained about all of the people that were in power in the organization, saying that there are padded expense accounts, all this, and telling her staff, listen, you're going to get to the bottom of this, and was really very aggressive in her attempt, from her perspective, to clean up the RIAA.
Well, that's her perspective.
That's her view of it.
The Academy filed the arbitration complaint and alleged that she had breached her employment contract and that she had also breached her fiduciary duties that she owed to the Academy. So we don't know a lot of detail around that arbitration because it's not public, right? But she then files an equal employment opportunity complaint, and that's when we're getting into all of this allegations that she made against the Academy, saying that they had misogynist, that means they are anti-women, that they had a corrupt voting awards procedure, and she goes on to give a lot of detail of what she claims was occurring at the Academy.
One of her complaints was a flat-out sexual harassment complaint by music lawyer Joel Katz. He also happens to be the Academy's general counsel and a former board member. So she's arguing that this person harassed her. She was the victim of sexual harassment by Katz. That's in her EEOC complaint. Now, Katz's lawyer has emphatically denied that that occurred, but that is the basis. And, you know, when you throw this down in the middle of an EEOC complaint, and this is the basis of it, I mean, to quote my kids that said it earlier, it is on like Donkey Kong. All right.
Well, what's the EEOC? A lot of people don't know what EEOC is. It's basically employment.
Employment Opportunity Commission.
Right.
A lot of states have their own individual employment labor board. The EEOC is the federal labor board. So in some states, it's sort of duplicative. They do the same thing, but.
And she just filed a 100-page update to that EEOC complaint.
Wow.
And then I did find what they have alleged in the arbitration complaint against her. They said that she made very little effort to try to understand the Academy's culture, consultants without board approval, and that she pushed forward an office renovation without approval, and she didn't speak well at televised events, and she failed to accept the board criticisms and mandates and access and disclose confidential information. Now, Dugan, obviously, she denies any of that has occurred. So we're going to be seeing a lot more of what's going on with this, with these two counter complaints.
Yeah, I know the people out there are really worried about the Academy. That's very important as to what's going on. We don't worry about sickness or, you know, dying people. It's what's going on in the Academy. We've got to save that. If we don't save that, America's going to go away. We'll be right back after this and talk about the Alcon's lawsuit over failed Blade Runner.
What? Okay.
Yeah, apparently there's a Peugeot car. I don't want to tell you the details.
No. We'll explain when we come back. Yeah, we'll explain when we come back. Don't go away. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks.
Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Now back to the show, Radio Law Talk. Here are Todd, Denise, and Fred.
855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at RadioLawTalk.com. If you tweet us at Radio Law Talk, if you want to call in or tweet us, we do have an Instagram page, or you can email us later at info@RadioLawTalk.com, where we appreciate everybody joining us here. Cal is doing a great job as a producer. Thank you very much. As we were going out of the break, I didn't get everything out. Sometimes it's just like you just can't get the whole sentence out. But Alcon's lawsuit over an issue with Peugeot partnership, and the judge kind of hammers them on a complaint. Is that correct, Tom?
Yeah, that's right. You know, Cal, this is going to harken back to if you were listening last hour, and if you didn't, go back and listen to our Case or No Case from the second hour, because Case or No Case dealt with Bogart and whether or not he should have been wearing a hat in a certain production. And this case that we're going to talk right now is another one about product placement and how a manufacturer of a product may be called upon to fund or provide funds to a movie production or marketing in exchange for their product being featured in the film. And the film was Blade Runner 2049. And apparently, Alcon Entertainment LLC, which is the production company for the film, had entered into an agreement with Peugeot, the automobile manufacturer. And here was the deal. Peugeot's vehicles would be featured in the movie. And in exchange, Peugeot was supposed to put up $500,000 for an initial product and the movie budget, and then participate, I think, in another $32 million or $30 million in marketing for the film. And look, marketing is important. You can make the best film in the world, and if it doesn't get to the people's eyes, it's gonna tank. And by all accounts, the Blade Runner reboot, 2049, didn't do as well as projected. Ridley Scott criticized it. He's the one who directed the first one. He criticized it because it was too long. It was just too long of a film. Well, the judge in this case of Alcon versus Peugeot made the same comment or a similar comment about the length of the complaint, because Alcon sued Peugeot for breach of contract and various other things, and they're saying that the damages were that the movie tanked, and when they sued with a 132-page complaint filed in federal court in California.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, that complaint was filed a year ago. It was filed in January of 2019, and they've been hammering back and forth, the plaintiff and the defense on this case in front of the judge, for the last year on the issue of whether or not the complaint even states a valid cause of action.
So stop right there, Todd. What people don't realize, a lot of people don't realize, but even a lot of lawyers, judges are busy.
Yes.
In all, pretty much all states, they are overtaxed with stuff to do. They don't have enough help. And when they see a 180-page, they see a 50-page complaint, they're going, oh, my gosh. You know, and they don't like it. Judges want you to cut to the chase.
Get to the point. And so, you know,
and only use the factual basis that you need to state your cause of action.
Thank you, because that is something that the judge in this case commented on in a recent ruling, essentially telling the plaintiffs, why do we have 13 pages of your complaint that talk about the entertainment industry? I got another set of pages that are dedicated to a Daniel Craig commercial about Peugeot. You've included all of this information that is not needed, and you haven't included information about how certain complaints were false. You claim that the complaint is false, that a statement made by the defendant is false, but you haven't alleged any facts to support your allegation. And so the judge really hammered the plaintiffs on this one. And the long and short of it is the judge gave them 14 days to amend the complaint to come back with something that's cohesive. You know, look, it's got a sting.
Well, I think the judge actually, it happened because they're going back and forth. He finally got upset and dismissed the complaint. So it's the U.S. District Judge Carmack J. Carney. He agreed that it was both not said, it had too much facts in it that were irrelevant and were missing facts that had to be stated to state the cause. And so he then dismissed the complaint, but without prejudice.
Right. Tell what that means,
yeah.
Denise.
So dismissing the complaint without prejudice means that they can bring the action again as long as the statute of limitations has not run.
Right.
And without prejudice means that they can bring it again. If it was with prejudice, it would mean they could not bring the complaint again.
And what the court did was the court gave them 14 days to amend the complaint, which is where I was going with this. They got 14 days to get it ready. If they don't get an amended complaint that passes muster within 14 days, then the dismissal of the complaint will stand. Now, it's got to sting. It just has to sting for a lawyer.
I like him. He's a good singer.
Yes. For a lawyer to have the judge tell them, not that your argument is bad or the evidence shows this or the evidence shows that, to have the lawyer say, you didn't even file the thing right. Okay, you didn't even include allegations that should have been included. I mean, that's got to, you know, here the client's probably got a bill for however many hours associated to drafting the complaint, and now you're hearing a judge say, yeah, you didn't even do it right. This thing's garbage.
Well, here's the thing you have to learn as a lawyer, and this is a hint to the new lawyers. You need to learn to read the judge. You can't always read a judge. But a lot of judges are really good and intentionally do this so they don't have to say something to counsel to embarrass them. But you watch their eyes, their expressions, and their face, and they'll give you one of these. You know, I wish you were on TV. It's like a You know, it's like, you know, and not a like, well, let me think about it. Like, you better shut up, or you better do something, or you better move on. And I'm telling you, once you learn as a lawyer to practice law in reading the judges and reading the juries.
Yep.
I mean, you got to read a jury that they're nodding off and falling asleep. Your evidence is boring. I remember a case of, I don't know, it was 15, 20 years ago. Same thing. This lawyer was a phenomenal lawyer. Probably because I was a younger lawyer back then, maybe 20 years ago. And I could just see the jury falling asleep because he was analytical, intelligent, smart, just way over everybody's head. And I'm saying to myself, here comes the win. Because they were just bored, flat out bored. And so when you see a judge, you know, hinting, I guarantee this wasn't the first time. I will put nickels on it, but we don't bet here on Radio Law Talk, that that judge had hinted to that in the past.
I'll bet you the judge also said this. What is Peugeot doing in an action movie? I just can't.
So nice. Anyway, we've got, but you've got to watch that as a lawyer.
You do.
You got to watch it as a plaintiff or even a defendant.
And look, if you are doing the trial all by yourself, it's tough. It's tough to pay attention to your questions, pay attention to the witness, and also keep an eye on the jury and the judge to see how they're reacting to what's going on in trial. And that's why, if you can, it's nice if you have somebody else there that can look at those things, and then you have to have the humility to be able to modify if somebody says to you, you're losing the judge, you're losing the jury. And a lot of attorneys don't want to do it. I want to know what's right. But look, you can't pay attention to everything.
You know what's interesting? You know who usually knows the most about what's going on in the courtroom is the court reporter.
Yep.
The clerk, but is the bailiff.
Yes.
The bailiffs watch everything. They've got to watch. And they, I tell you, bailiffs, they can say, oh, this is, they're losing, they're winning. Bailiffs are pretty bright when it comes to that.
The clerk, those folks are some of the best friends that you can have for your trial attorney. And on the other end, you never want to be in contempt of clerk. You never want to tick off the clerk because this is going to make your life needlessly difficult.
So. Well, we've had a good time today. Thank you for joining us all 3 hours. Because, look, those of you in Kentucky and Colorado and Texas, that's Lubbock, Texas, because we love KBDT in Dallas also. We do a thing called Quick Takes. This is really important.
All right. Let's see. Denise, do you have your Quick Take ready?
I'd love
to hear it. All right.
What did we learn from William Shatner? When you get divorced, make sure you are awarded the adult toys and the horse semen.
Okay. And Mr. Cunin, what is your Quick Take?
Well, regardless of the issues in the Journey case and who wins or loses, one thing is clear. Bass players never get respect.
Oh.
Fred Petty.
My final Quick Take at the end of the day is, now that he's learned how to do it, Todd, make sure that when I die, you take my hearse and run with me in it. I give you permission.
I'm there for you, Fred.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week, 9 to 5. I mean, 9 to 5, 9 to noon, every Saturday Pacific time.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.